Well, it's that time of year again when Christmas trees take the spotlight. But
do you know how Christmas trees are grown?
Well, of course. Well, we know who grows them. Christmas tree farmers, many of whom have been in the business for many, many years. And for farmers in general, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has for years made this point.
We've got an aging farm population.
And it's true especially for Christmas tree farmers because
we just don't have the number of young producers coming into the industry.
Blake Rayfield is a grower and past president of the National Christmas Tree Association. He says many of the folks who grow our Christmas trees started 30 to 40 years ago.
And many of them do not have a second or third generation to take over the farm.
Example, the owner of the Virginia tree farm that I go to every year is Jim Gelson. He's getting on up there in years and has been growing trees for over 33 years, and he told me,
I've got a daughter and four boys.
Oh, good. Then you've got somebody to take over the farm, right?
No, They don't want anything to do with the farm work.
Wow, well, that's not good. So what's going to happen to this beautiful farm if you're not able to keep on doing it yourself someday?
We'll wait and see what happens when we get there.
Well, that's a little scary, isn't it?
Yep.
He laughs about that, but it's no laughing matter. Census figures show the number of Christmas tree growers dropping from 20,000 15 years ago to about 12,000 today, prompting Pennsylvania tree farmer Jay Bustard to say again,
I think we need to encourage younger people to get into the business.
Blake Rayfield says that's easier said than done. He says part of the decline in grower numbers is older people getting out of the business. Some of it is consolidation.
You know, we used to be an industry of many small producers, but those small producers have gone out, others have bought them, and the bigger have gotten bigger. And that is true in everything in business. And the middle has been driven out, as has the small producer.
Making it doubly tough to get started in the Christmas tree business.
Like all of agriculture, if you aren't within it to begin, if you aren't already on the farm producing and have an easy route into it, it'd be very difficult to accumulate the capital and land to be able to produce anything in agriculture, particularly Christmas trees.
Also, because even if you get the land and the capital needed to start a tree business from scratch, you won't harvest and sell your first crop for 8 to 10 years. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.